up, everybody? Guess who's coming to your screens every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? No Mercy with yours truly, Stephen A. Smith, is now available on YouTube. For the first time in my career, I've got complete freedom to say my piece on everything beyond the world of sports, unfiltered, and now in video. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, for my take on the biggest headlines and conversations with the biggest names in entertainment. Subscribe now so you don't miss an episode. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio. Full episodes available now on YouTube.
So a lot of folks in their cars headed down to the state capitol. The Virginia General Assembly is in session for a few more weeks, and it's the short session, so it's kind of an accelerated timetable to get things done, and it's split government, where you have the Republicans running the House of Delegates. You have a Democrat majority now that has grown in the state Senate. And I went and sat in on the state Senate on Friday for a couple hours just to kind of watch how things are happening there now and the tension between the two political parties. And then you've got groups that are, you know, not necessarily partisan that are trying to get things done. One of them is Conexus. You've heard us talk about Conexus. They do the free eye care, the free examinations for children across the state, and then provide free glasses, which really changes the lives of a lot of kids who wouldn't normally ever get to see an optometrist or an ophthalmologist or someone who could treat their eye issues. Tim Gresham is the CEO of Conexus, and I wanted to bring you on. How's it been at the Capitol as you all have been lobbying? Are people... I mean, you're a feel-good group. People should welcome you into the office. Is that how you're being treated? Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, John. Yes, pretty much so. I mean, most everybody agrees that a student sitting in a classroom failing because they can't see well is a bad thing. And fortunately, like as you mentioned, we have the solution to that, to provide kids with good, clear vision so that they have an opportunity to be successful. So... we were down last week for kind of a long day and saw a lot of folks and got a lot of support. Last year, the first year of the two-year budget, there was an amendment put in to provide us with some funding that covers a portion of some vision screenings that we do. And we were grateful for it, but was put in as a one-year amendment. So we're back this year to try to get that back into the budget again, but it allowed us to add 14 additional school divisions to serve this year. And so we'd like to go back, obviously, and provide that service to them next year. And one of the things that we see when we sit down with legislators is they're always amazed. And they say, well, what did you do with the funding? And we tell them, and it's almost like they're amazed that there's funding that goes out to serve kids, and we actually use the money to go out and serve kids, and we match it with private funding, and it's a really...
So it's not a trip to Vegas for you and your staff. That's one of the key things I like to stress when I talk to charities, is if we did an audit, this is, you know, down to the bone, you're really taking care of the core mission, not the frivolous stuff.
That's exactly right, and this year we've already provided vision screenings to almost 70,000 kids, 68,350 kids this school year already.
Mm-hmm. Do you get the impression that Republicans and Democrats alike are going to come on and lock this in for at least one more year, maybe an extended period of time?
I hope so. I mean, it all sort of comes down in the end to, you know, what's in and what's out. But we feel pretty good about it, but we never count it as done until done.
That's smart. How much money are we talking about, by the way? I guess I should have asked that at the beginning.
Yeah, it's a $350,000 appropriation. Oh, and right. one of the members of the House last week said that's basically a rounding error. You know, it's just such a small number. And, you know, in the budget, it's a big number to us and to the kids we serve, but it, you know, as part of the state budget, it's kind of a small number. But interestingly, you know, Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals all see great value in this. I mean, none of us conservatives want to see our school funding wasted. And if you're trying to educate a child sitting in the classroom that can't see the board or their workbook, you know, you're wasting money.
Yeah.
You know, you're wasting potential of a child's future, but you're also wasting money. So there really is value in trying to make sure these kids are seen clearly while they're in the classroom.
Well, let me tell you, there's a lot in the state budget that I think is very questionable. This both the amount and the actual result and the work, the end result, that'd be an easy decision for me to push that through, and I hope everybody will see their way through to it. I wanted to just kind of flag that since we have so many people who listen to this program to be aware that that's working its way through the system. Tim, I appreciate it, and let me know if we can be of assistance to you. I've watched Matt DiNardo on Channel 8. He sure is helping you guys raise money on television, so I'm appreciative to partner with you and with him to try to help you guys. I think it's important.
Well, we're grateful to Channel 8 and grateful to WRVA and to you, John, for your continued interest in supporting what we do. It's when we put glasses on the face of a child, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing when you see them see clearly for the first time in their life.
And no doubt.
This is kind of the beginning of that process, so we're very grateful.
All right. Good year ahead. Tim Gresham, the CEO of Conexus, and that discussion that's happening at the Capitol. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.